from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Ricky Bevington. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is looking for partners to demonstrate the state's new voting machines in faith communities. GPB Stephen Fowler reports from a church in Atlanta's West End.
Raffensperger says a recent poll found only half of Georgians even knew the state would have new machines this election cycle, so the demonstrations like the one Monday at the Vickers Community Center are important to encourage trust in the electoral process. Dr. Debbie Wallace agrees.
These people are very afraid about, you know, it doesn't matter, is it going to be fair, or, you know, they're intimidated by, and there's always false rumors out there that make people stay home.
Wallace is a member of the group Concerned Black Clergy that hosted the demonstration as part of larger outreach efforts targeting congregations across Georgia. The Secretary of State's office is reaching out to churches to offer more demonstrations and asking interested churches to reach out to them, too. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking Atlanta-based Equifax credit reporting agency. The four are also accused of stealing the personal information of 150 million Americans and stealing the company's trade secrets. The 2017 data breach was one of the largest in U.S. history. The Georgia Department of Driver Services has reached a settlement agreement in a lawsuit alleging the state treated Puerto Ricans differently from other U.S. citizens. The agreement, signed last month, says applicants from U.S. territories don't have to complete a driving or written test to transfer a valid license. That's if they are at least 18 and meet Georgia residency and proof of identity requirements. The lawsuit was filed by a Puerto Rican man who was accused of providing false documents and was arrested when he applied for a Georgia license in 2017. I'm Ricky Bevington.